Let us pray. Dear Lord, this world is in disarray. Manufactured chaos and confusion seems to be the norm, seems to be the order of the day. But, oh God, thank you for giving us peace right in the midst of it. Thank you for teaching us that peace does not come from this world, but it comes in this world. Thank you for letting us know that your children have access to the peace that only you can give. And God, I pray right now for peace for this person. They may be confronted with all kinds of calamity. But Lord, I ask for peace for them. They may be, oh God, the embodiment of turmoil and stress. But I'm asking right now for this person that you would grant them peace. Help them to utilize what you have given them, which is your word. And you said if they would only keep their mind stayed on you, that you would give peace. You are the Prince of Peace. You are Jehovah Shalom. Thank you, God, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And we pray that this person would tap into the truth of your word by believing and trusting that regardless to what's in front of them and all around them, that above them is a God who cares, who sees, who understands, who knows, and who has all power, and who has promised, regardless to what the devil meant, you meant all of it for this person's good. Lord, thank you for them now. Thank you for their life. Thank you, oh God. And I thank you that I have an opportunity to pray with them and for them. And I just lift them up to you, God. Who knows what's going on? Who knows what they're dealing with and what they're going through? It could be very severe. But the Master, right now I'm asking for you to manifest your glory. I'm asking for you to turn it around. I'm asking, oh God, for you to turn it around. I'm asking, oh God, for your divine healing. I'm asking right now, oh God, for the healing that only you can bring about. Dear Master, we are not choosy or selective. You can do it by medicine or miracle. But we're asking for divine healing for this person now. And all, oh God, demonic forces and activity that's around this person, trying to deceive, trying to discourage, even ultimately, God, trying to defeat. We rebuke Satan and all of his helpers, every evil, wicked, deceptive spirit right now. We rebuke in the strong and powerful name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. This person will have joy. This person will have serenity. This person will smile again. This person will breathe again. Thank you, God, for bringing them through their most recent test. Thank you, oh God, for the strength that they gained from their most recent test. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will show them how what they have gained will help them in the future. In the name of Jesus. Help them to understand that their pain and their problems all have a purpose, and it is working all in your plan. Oh God, use this person mightily. In the name of Jesus, protect them from dangers, seen and unseen. Look after their families, those near and far. In the name of Jesus, Give this person discernment. Give them wisdom. Give them insight and foresight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give them a hunger and a thirst for your word. In the name of Jesus, cause everything, Father, to work for their good. That's what your word says, and that's what we're believing and trusting. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. God bless you today, and we hope that today will be a great day. And it will, and it can, if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus makes a difference. I want you to hear that very clearly. Jesus makes a difference. This is not waterfall theology. This is not some pseudo spirituality. This is the truth. Jesus makes the difference. And if you never tried him, why don't you try him? I guarantee he is what you've been missing. And for those who have lost your way, come on back to Jesus. Come on back to him. He still loves you. And for those who have never accepted Jesus, he'll come in, but he won't bogart his way. He has to come in if you let him in. So invite him into your heart by acknowledging that you need him. Believe he's the only begotten Son of God the Father, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then if you confess that, the Bible says you shall be saved. And what a joy it would bring to my heart to learn of or to hear of the fact that you gave Christ your life. And if I never see you on this side, I will see you on the other side of the river. Because we'll be there. We'll have plenty of time. We'll be there for all eternity, enjoying our Savior together with all the saints. Accept Jesus today. And before we allow for this meditative moment to fade into oblivion and inactive use, would you be so kind to think of someone else who may need it, who may need a little encouragement, and send it to them. You may make their day, and you may make their eternity. Until next time, this is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Take care, and bye-bye.